does not seem to be ending anytime soon. And it is extraordinary. What's going on in Iran, at least earlier this week, was kind of a rekindling of that green movement in 2009 when, you know, millions of protesters back then, you know, voiced the basic opposition to the Islamic government. This was after the elections then. They claimed that the results were fraudulent. And that was a major uprising that was, you know, summarily crushed by that regime. This was more of a rekindling of that in, on a much smaller scale, but it was inspired by the events in Egypt, and that made it very interesting. And the Iranian regime responded in typical fashion and sent its thugs out to the streets to beat people and round them up.
I remember when we were first talking about Tunisia and we said, you know, oh, but if this happens in Egypt, probably they'll be able to clamp down. They have a long history of being able to do that. And I've seen a couple of people say that there are fewer people saying that about Iran now, given what's happened in now a couple countries.
Right. You never want to say never at this point, because, yeah, you're right. We were saying at the time that Mubarak, you know, boy, he's got a long history of this and will just crush anything that stands in his way. Well, he clearly couldn't do that. The army of Egypt wouldn't do that. And that really is a key difference here. Now, what we're hearing is that it really could be different in Iran this time, and that the Iranian regime really could very easily survive this. And here's the fundamental difference. In Egypt, according to one expert I talked to, and I think this is correct, that this was a conscript army. Mm. These were people who were drafted. They were very much like the people who were in the streets. The Egyptian military is much loved by the people in Egypt for that very reason and for other reasons. They're admired. They are considered more of the people than the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Revolutionary Guard are all volunteers. They are an elite unit. They are people who are extremely loyal ideologically to that regime, and that is the difference there in Iran from what you saw in Egypt. That's the reason why the Iranian regime may well survive this, because their main force dealing with the protesters is more brutal and certainly much more loyal to that regime.
Mm. And yet you get the sense that there is, and I don't want to use the term powder keg, but certainly there are a lot of people who are very upset throughout the region, country after country after country.
There really are. And again, as we said, you know, in little Bahrain, they're protesting to try to get their king out of there. And again, all this is important for the U.S. In Bahrain, that's the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. That's a major, major fleet of ships and 16,000 people. And their responsibility is just the Persian Gulf and the Indian Ocean and the Red Sea. That's it. So that's pretty important. So American interests are really heavy in Bahrain. But you've also got Libya today, people protesting against Gaddafi's regime. So, you know, it is amazing that this does spread. And you can see that it's the power of television and the power of social media, Twitter, Facebook. This is what gets people out onto the streets now. This is what gets them organized now. It's also very interesting that in a lot of these places, Egypt, Bahrain, and Libya, there doesn't seem to be a clear leader of the opposition. There's no great opposition figure who's leading the chants, leading the protests, speaking at rallies. You don't see that. In Egypt, I still find it extraordinary that there really has been no central opposition figure to emerge to really take the reins of power there, or not, at least, at the very least, be the voice of what they want to do now.
You talk a little bit, I saw a piece that you did the other day with the president actually speaking out, being more forceful on these subjects.
That's right. You know, yesterday, President Obama came out and was more forceful about Iran than we really have ever seen him be before. You know, the Obama administration has been accused by its critics of being a little bit too much on the sidelines during the Egyptian uprising, a little bit behind the curve there. And, of course, they've refuted that, saying that they were right on message and on the same page the entire time. But regarding Iran, you know, back in 2009, President Obama was very, very cautious. The administration really hardly spoke about what was going on there because they just didn't want to be seen as inciting the Iranian people to do something because they knew the regime would use that against them. Well, here, it's almost no holds barred. Hillary Clinton has flat out accused the Iranian regime of being hypocritical for celebrating Egypt's protests while crushing their own. President Obama said the same thing yesterday at his news conference, and he said flat out my hope and expectation is that we're going to continue to see the people of Iran have the courage to be able to express their yearning for greater freedom and more representative government. He said that. That's almost a direct quote from him in the news conference yesterday. He is practically exhorting those protesters to go back out onto the street. But that's a pretty dangerous proposition in Iran.
And, of course, all of this, we don't know the end of the story yet. We don't know whether the Egyptian military saying that they will hold elections, but we don't know if these countries are going to be friendly to the U.S., what happens with the U.S. military in the region. It's still a lot of pieces that we don't know anything about.
We don't. Your point about Egypt is a very good one. Who may step into that void is very much up in the air right now. There's a real possibility that they may not be as friendly to U.S. interests as Mubarak was. That's the same in places like Bahrain and possibly Tunisia. You just don't know, and that's something the administration now is worried about and has been. But they've got to be very, very cautious from here how they proceed and, of course, with who they're dealing with.